That was quite the assembly for the Granger High School students today. The Utah Jazz showed up and played a scrimmage in front of a packed gym, and it was a total surprise. I mean, total surprise. Joining us live on the KSL... Well, they're a little enthusiastic there, sorry. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline, Deseret News Jazz beat writer Jody Ginnessy. Thanks so much for joining us. Jazz decided against an open scrimmage this year. Why'd they go to Granger?
Yeah, I mean, they told me earlier this week that they weren't going to be doing the traditional open scrimmage, which the NBA requires of them, by the way, that they usually do at the arena in between sessions of conference on Saturday. And they thought it'd be fun to go to a high school, and they set this whole great surprise up that it was going to be an assembly. The principal and administrators knew about it, but they didn't even tell the faculty members about it. I talked to one teacher. She had no clue. They just thought they were celebrating the student's success and great start to the school year. But they wanted to go out to Granger High because, as Steve Starks, president of Larry Miller Sports and Entertainment, told me, this is a group of young people who have probably never been to a Jazz game just because of the economic makeup of the area and a couple other factors. But it turned out to be one of the neatest things I've seen on this Jazz beat.
So, wait, the kids thought they were getting the let's have a great year assembly, and all of a sudden the Jazz roll out?
Yeah, I think they knew that there might be like the dunkers and maybe the Jazz dancers and maybe Bear, which was fun in and of itself. But, yeah, they just piled into that assembly or the arena, and when the Jazz players came out, I mean, you just played the screams. They just went bonkers. So
I could imagine.
You think you're going to get the principal talking to you, and suddenly there's Gordon Hayward and Derek Favors standing in front of you. That's pretty
amazing.
Cool.
Did any of the players stick around, talk to the kids a little?
Yeah, Dante Exum, and he actually in the scrum was interviewed by one of the Granger High reporters, which I thought was kind of fun. Rodney Hood said he had a blast talking to the students and doing some autographs, and you could just tell that this was a different experience and a fun one for these Jazz players. They enjoyed it seemingly as much as the students did.